The Academy must have lowered their standards, because this year, an experiment with old-fashioned cinema took home 5 awards, including Best Picture, Best Actor, and Best Score. Yes, Michel Hazanavicius is doing it again. After his success with the OSS 117 films, he is now pushing his record further back in time, to the Hollywood of the late 1920s.To guarantee that his new spoof, The Artist, attracted widespread attention, Hazanavicius referenced Singing in the Rain and A Star is Born in his production of a black and white silent melodrama. With the help of French actor Jean Dujardin and composer Ludovic Bourges, Michel Hazanavicius had his way again at the Hollywood and Highland Center.Hazanavicius is indebted to Jean Dujardin, whose talking eyebrows and charming smile prevent the audience from dozing off. Ludovic Bourges' score works to the same effect, providing constant stimulus to viewers whose brains remain largely unchallenged by a flaccid storyline. Some might consider The Artist a silent film and a tribute to the good old days and ways.But I'd rather look at it as a director's experiment with creatively traditional filming methods. Strictly speaking, The Artist is not a silent movie. Although Hazanavicius did try to create an impression of the 1920s silent films,For example, he shot the movie at a lower frame rate of 22 frames per second to mimic the speed. The techniques he employed are actually more modern than they are archaic. More importantly, the characters in the movie are allowed to talk on two specific occasions, one in the form of a dream, the other at the end of the film. I like the part in the dream when a feather shakes the earth with ear-splitting sound.Quite a vivid portrayal of the anxiety of the male lead, whose prosperous career as a popular silent movie star is about to be cut short by the advent of talkies. There are many other smart maneuvers in the film, all testifying to the fact that Hazanavicius boldly experiments with whatever idea and gimmick he can manage, in an effort to make a different film while remaining unhindered by any need to express anything in particular.The richness of scattered patches of ingenuity, combined with a so-so story and the absence of a main theme, makes the movie seem like a Frankenstein. Well, a Frankenstein with the best engineered arms and legs, but a Frankenstein nonetheless. The Artist is a clever film, but remains one step away from greatness. Perhaps I'll watch it again to admire the acting and the director's nostalgic originality, and more importantly,to find out what exactly the critics were impressed by. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give The Artist a 6.5.